As I sat in the parking lot of a local grocery store, I noticed rugged elderly Iowans still determined to do their own grocery shopping, even if it was a true physical challenge. It reminded me, as I sat there in the car, about something I love about fellow Iowans. Hard workers with soft hearts continue on when many others would quit. They love God and have true grit, and it makes me cherish my godly rural heritage. Today, I wish to encourage everyone that people notice when you do everyday tasks with extraordinary courage through and for Christ. I know many elderly people who sometimes feel discouraged about how they just can't do the same things they used to do anymore. Well, the fact remains that God is not limited by our physical limitations, and God never changes when our ages change. God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus remains with us and in us for those who already have received Jesus as Savior and Lord. He said, "I am with you always," and that includes any age. So whether you're young or old or in between, remember that Jesus remains the same, and he loves you, and he desires you to know how much you mean to him and how much he wants you to just come to him. No matter your age, come to God as a little child, and he will minister to you. Today, I wish to encourage everyone, no matter your age, to appreciate the agelessness of our eternal God, and to appreciate the fact that we can hope in him, and know that our hope will not disappoint, but rather our hope in Jesus appoints us. You see, when we receive Jesus in our hearts as Savior and Lord, he appoints us as fully adopted children of the Father. So today, let's put our hope in God 100%. And let's take God's word for it from Psalm 42, verse 5, which says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." I also appreciated a quote from George Mueller, which says, "Even when our situation appears to be impossible, our work is to hope in God. Our hope will not be in vain. And in the Lord's own timing, help will come." Isn't that encouraging? Let's put our hope in God today. And that leads me into our prayer tip of the week. This week's prayer tip is to simply, when we're praying, put our hope in God and say, "I hope in you alone, God." And ask the Lord to help you to put your hope in him 100%. Not in people, not in abilities, but in God 100%. And his promises will always come to pass. So let's hope in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being patient with us. We thank you for not allowing our ages to become at all changes in how you love us. We thank you that you love each person listening. And right now, I pray that each one would be drawn to yourself closer, and maybe even for the first time. We come to you, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. We repent of relying on other things, on perhaps church attendance or doing good things. And instead, we rely 100% on you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We believe that you died and rose again for us personally. And we welcome you afresh into our lives. We put our hope in you. And we love you. And thank you so much for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us this week. In addition to letting your local church know about your prayer requests, feel free to get extra prayer and be in touch with us at prayingpals.org. We pray weekly over a prayer list, and it's not at all a source of gossip. It's totally private. So feel free to let us know how we may pray for you at prayingpals.org. Until next time, my friends, I wish to remind you to remind others that Jesus loves you. And amazingly, he loves me too. God bless.